This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. I'm a very suspicious person, of course. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Naturally, visit our... I like this way I put that. Naturally. Love and peace. Anyway... Naturally visit, by your own little nature, visit 821R.com, of course, which is agenda21radio.news, the long way, 821R.com. Also, if you would, newcaliforniastate.com, a lot of things going on there, a very, very busy place in the news area of newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we're going to be talking to Rex Himes today, the third hour. He's a candidate running for the first Senate district, which I find deplorable as a term, Senate district in California. That's got 12 counties he's responsible for. Yeah, you know, the little federal model that we talked about, we're going to bring somebody in who's running for an office in California under the terms now of the broken little federal model. You know, the federal model of governance, which means that you start out at counties, you start out at a state, and then you get to a union of states, the United States, right? Okay, 50 United States. And in every state, you have two senators, regardless of population. And then you have a House of Representatives that's divvied up, of course, amongst the states. Those states with the most people get the most members of the House of Representatives. And then when you put it all together in Washington, you have two co-powered equal branches of the legislature. That's called a bicameral legislature. Okay, so you have a Senate has same power, same authority under the legislative wings as the House of Representatives. So it's a balancing act of power. The Senate represents, of course, the territory. It represents the, all the people in the state, and you know all the resources, all the industry, all that stuff. That's what a senator is supposed to do. Well, a little federal model. It's at the state level. Counties being the basic fundamental governance unit. Have always had one senator, but except when Reynolds versus Sims came about in 1964, broke that all up and said, oh no, senators have to be apportioned by population. The one person, one vote mantra. Well, how's that working out for everybody? It's not. That's why we have New California. That's why there's going to be a new York, I guess. I don't know how they're going to coin it over there. And there's going to be a new Illinois. There's more news coming about new Illinois. There's going to be a new Nevada. There are new states going to develop, ladies and gentlemen, as a result. It's not working well that Reynolds versus Sims. Working really well if you're an elite in a massive city center. So we're going to be talking to him about that. This is a fundamental governance issue with the United States because we are living in many states in dictatorships. Excuse me. It's now time for coffee. Oh, boy. It is a fresh brew, by the way. It's the first brew this morning. Boy, we got really waylaid in our focusing this morning. Yeah, it's a lot of things going on, I'm telling you. A lot of things going on. Anyway, so just a few things to kind of bring you up to speed on what we're going to be talking about. Here's another one, though. This just came across the screen. I can't do this. I can't. Dem allies accused bigot Ilhan Omar seek to water down House measure condemning anti-Semitism. Ah, yeah, it's really kind of funny. The Dems have their own way. Just go ahead and let the bigot. That's a little side story. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want to talk about what's going on at the border. You know, 100,000, 200,000, pretty soon it'll be a million at the border every month. Mark my words. Now, listen, we have been telling you this for years now, and here it is. It's happening. The surge is on. The invasion is really, truly on. The invasion that will ever, forever change the United States of America and turn it into a third world Latin country. Is on. And what are we doing about it? Nothing. We're pontificating about building a wall. We've declared emergencies. And these people actually have to think about this. This is the thing. And the Republicans, how despicable are these people? They don't want a border wall. They don't care about our country. It's pretty obvious. If you are watching this whole fiasco at the border, and you see that we cannot stop. They've got it so screwed up because of the legalities with the judges and everything that we cannot stop this. This is a standard, Cloward and Piven strategy to flood us with illegal foreign nationals and overwhelm us. It's a tidal wave. We're being invaded. This is what invasions do. This is a well-thought-out coordinated effort to invade our country. Duh. Yet we have people even like Rand Paul who's going to vote against it. Who's going to vote against the emergency declaration by the president so that we can bring some semblance of order and chaos and control our border. What's wrong with that picture? Well, I'll tell you, it's treasonous as far as I'm concerned. These folks that are out there that are voting this down, it's treason against this country. And they will rue the day, they will regret this forever having voted for this. They will regret it. And so will we. But, you know, we'll just go ahead, just get in your car, start up your car. Cruise on down the highway and, you know, make sure you're not murdered by an illegal foreign national who's been has ICE detainers all over the place, yet he's in this country probably 5 or 6 times, and he murders your family members. It's okay. We just it's nothing to see here. Just move along. Excuse me. More coffee. I mean, what do you think's going on here? It's an invasion. This is what you do in invasions. You overwhelm the opposition. Shows you how really weak we are. Really, it does. It shows you how we deserve this, right? Well, we can beat ourselves up, or we can do something about it. And right now, I'm doing something on the radio, but you know, I'm only one radio guy. What are you doing about it? Who are you calling? Who are you jacking up out there? Huh? Who are you jacking up to try and stop this invasion? No wall for you, huh? This has been prompted now by, of course, what's been being said in the media. Border Patrol Council, many people come together finally, and they start speaking out that this is actually true, it's actually happening. Yet we have all these people on the Democratic side and even the Republicans that are backing away. We come back, we're going to talk about the National Border Patrol Council president. There is a national emergency on our borders. Here's the proof. Duh. Cloward and Piven, anyone. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay. There is no crisis at the border. Forget it. Go away. Go jump in the pool. Go surfing. Go hang out at the Oroville Dam and watch the water overtop the dam and potentially kill a million people. It's okay. It's all good. Tomorrow you're just going to jump. Oh, I'm sorry. Your car got washed away in the flood. Darn. I hate it when that happens. In your house, just, oh, the illegal foreign nationals came in and raped everybody and raped all the boys and the girls, right? In your house. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. It's all good in the hood. It's sanctuary. It's okay to be a sanctuary now, isn't it? Well, you know, a lot of sheriffs are finally pushing back, by the way. I might add that. We're going to talk about the sheriff and the role of sheriff. It's about time we do this on Agenda 21 Radio. It's a very, very important issue, but not right now. We're going to be talking about the invasion. The invasion that's going on right now, right before your very eyes. And, of course, a lot of it probably might be directed at bringing in a million or 2 million or 3 million. If they can bring in and do this, see, what they've done has been putting us in the pot, boiling us slowly as a frog. Coffee time. Oh, boy. They're boiling us like a frog. First, we started out with just a few people coming across the border, right? No big deal years ago. Now, all of a sudden, well, we started getting caravans. It's only a couple hundred in the caravan. And, of course, it turned out to be like 10,000, but that was the same caravan. Oh, I hate that. Pueblo sin frontera, right? And it's all good. It's all good. We got it all scammed out. We'll just let them in. Obama, he came up with his little programs. The New Americans programs, Welcoming Communities Act, new immigration policies. All executive. I don't know why those haven't been overturned. But you see, we probably, if we did that, we would really be making the Catholics really unhappy. Especially those Catholic charities out there. They're getting billions of dollars by the United States government. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Trafficking in the human flesh and slavery. That's exactly what's going on with these people. Bringing these. It's an industry. This is my point. It is an industry, and everybody's getting rich by it, so it's okay. It's okay to invade the United States of America and completely demographically change us. Now, back in 1993, this is no joke, back in 1993, the great demographer, Joel Kotkin, at a conference in which I sponsored called Tolerance in the 1990s, predicted this very thing that's happening. This is 1993. Numbers don't lie, and they didn't then. And he came out with just this outrageous figure. I'll never forget it. Everybody was like going, what? What? Came out with this outrageous thing and said this. It said that, you know, this is in 1993 numbers now. He said that 1993, that he looked up at all the charts. He just had written and published one of his books. He's got many books out there. I believe he's at Chapman University now. He's a professor. He just is spot on. I just posted an article about him. But he predicted. The book that he wrote was called Tribes. It's a great book. You got to pick it up and read it. It's very applicable. It tells you everything that's happening today in America today. He predicted it back in 1993 when it was published. Now, the next thing that came up was that. The numbers. He had done the numbers. He had done the numbers in Central and South America. And he said, you know, it was stunning, the numbers, and he reported it out to us. And I'll never forget, the audience looked at him like, wow, that's really weird. That's really threatening. He said, in South America and Central America, they have no real economies, drugs, you know, violence, things like that. They have lots of violence. They have lots of sex, prostitution, child sex trafficking, all that. It's just a bevy of it down there. Kidnapping, slavery, you name it. That's the way it was. That's all they had. That's the only business they had. A real note. And so were these people going to get jobs is what he was saying. Well, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the part that it was really kind of amazing. He said, in 1993, this is an amazing number, I found it interesting. We're doing this conference in 1993. He publishes the book in 1993. And he comes up with this figure that in Central and South America, those individuals 16 and younger, 93 million. Now, the United States has a population of about 300 million. Hello. And he says, he looks around and says, where do you think these people are going to go to get jobs? If there are no jobs, there's no real, you know, sense of an economy down in these countries. Where are they going to go? And what are they going to do? How are they going to get there? Well, let the feeding frenzy begin. Then we come to the United States. Of course, that's exactly what his thesis was. And guess what? Here they are. And now what we've done is allowed the border to, we've pontificated, we've pounded on our chest. But, you know, all these corporate businesses, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, and so it's so influential in Washington, they've actually screwed us badly. And because of the corporate greed from these people, they want to have lower wages, right? They'll do anything for lower wages, even if it means slave wages. Yes, Mazda, that's what I'm talking about, yes. These people are nothing more than the modern slaves. And these organizations that are receiving them on this side of the border, it's despicable. They're slave masters. They're trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Right now, right before our very eyes, we're seeing it. And we're doing nothing about it, really. I don't think we are. I don't think we're doing diddly. What should happen is the military should be called out there immediately. Oh, they are. We've done that. Well, big whoop. What's happened? Nothing. What about the wall? What's happening with that? Nothing. Yes, Mazda. That's what we have here. The great slave state of the United States of America. That's what we're turning into. Because this is slavery, guys. Wake up, America. This is slavery. You're seeing it, the importation of all these people. There's value to them. I tell you this all the time. The kids in particular. Look at just the blatant exploitation of the kids today. And what's going on there? You got all these people. There's a lot of people on Facebook. I see it. People send me the videos. People going down to the border. They're tracking these people, getting in the buses. Oh, and who's the buses? Homeland Security, of course. We're taking them to these charities. And they're getting billions and billions and billions of bucks to service these children. Now here's the deal. Of course, they all know the game, and the game is that if you want to come across the border, you can be a family unit if you have a child. And you see all these men jumping off buses with little babies in their arms. Gee, they got asylum right away because you're a family unit. Remember that whole issue about, oh, the kids are being separated, which is a whole ruse, fake news in and of itself. You know, it takes real strength to shut this off, but this is an industry now. And, you know, the would she say it's all about the Benjamin? Is that really true? It's all about the Benjamin baby here? Baby? Little children? We're importing them because there's money? And I've explained the money continuum. First, you bring the child across. The child is a foster child, puts it in foster care, and of course, that's when the money begins. The states start paying the foster parents. And if you really do it right, you'll be a millionaire by taking in all these foster children. Shame on those foster parents. And shame on us for allowing this to happen.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present and the Agenda 21 show.
Alarming trends in the rising volumes of people illegally crossing our southwest border or arriving at our ports of entry without documents. This increased flow presents, currently at our highest levels in over a decade, both a border security and a humanitarian crisis. Regardless of anyone's preferred policy outcome, the status quo is unacceptable.
Sobering new statistics today from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. In this fiscal year so far, there have been more than a 300% increase and the number of family units, or people posing as family units, apprehended compared to the same time last year. And in total, CBP has arrested more than 268,000 illegals at our southwest border just in the last 5 months. Put that in perspective. That's almost the population of Durham, North Carolina, which is the 77th most populous city in America. Yet the Democrats want to block President Trump's national emergency declaration because, you know, there's no crisis at the border.
Well, this is a manufactured crisis.
I think there's a problem, not a crisis.
A wall is a colossal waste of money for a crisis that doesn't exist.
This is really a manufactured crisis on many levels, manufactured by the Trump administration.
Well, it's not manufactured unless you have open borders, and yeah, they're going to come right in. Even the liberal New York Times is more concerned about the plight of the illegals than their threat to our safety. Just look at the headline on the front page today. Border Patrol facilities put detainees with medical conditions at risk. Well, why is the left attacking our border agents? They're the ones putting their lives on the line every day trying to protect us, the American people. Joining me now, Howie Kurtz, Fox News media analyst and host of Media Buzz Sundays right here on FNC, and Tim Ballard, a former DHS special agent and founder of Operation Underground Railroad, which rescues victims from human smuggling. Great to have both of you on. Howie, why does the New York Times, after laying out, I want to read part of this, they lay out this harrowing story about the border, and then they claim in an editorial that doesn't exist. This is part of what they wrote. Let's start with today. An average of 2,200 migrants a day are now crossing the 1,900-mile border with Mexico, many after grueling journeys that leave them injured, sick, or badly dehydrated. Yet most of the nation's customs and border protection facilities along the border lack sufficient accommodations, staffing, or procedures to thoroughly assess health needs or to provide more than basic emergency care. And then March 5th, the New York Times editorial board says that national emergency doesn't exist, saying the National Emergencies Act doesn't define what an emergency is, a loophole Trump took advantage of. Contrary to all the evidence, there's basically not a crisis at the border.
Well, Laura, I think the New York Times news story is a legitimate journalistic look at a humanitarian crisis, which, by the way, quotes Kirstjen Nielsen as saying we're doing everything we can, but we don't have the resources, which says that many of the migrants arrived, they already have chronic diseases, or they were
in. Why is that the American taxpayers' fault?
Well, it is a situation.
Or responsibility. It's horrible, and it's awful, and parents who do this, I understand why they're doing it, but they're putting their children at risk, and themselves are, we're going to talk to Tim about, at risk of being trafficked themselves,
fair
correct?
Enough. But it underscores how much of the media are totally focused on this side of the story. This is their emergency,
right.
Not the broader emergency that President Trump
not the American
talking.
People,
enables,
but other people.
And enables them, many of them, to blame every bad thing that happens to migrants on the Trump administration.
Right, but even, and Tim, I'm trying to get at this, they lay out what is an emergency situation. Now, they can blame Trump for it and say it's all Trump's fault that we don't have five-star facilities at our border, hotels, full concierge medical care, you know, English language lesson. I mean, we do have a lot of good stuff for helping people. But they lay this out. So in their description, it is an emergency. They just want to throw more money at it.
Look, I look at this through the eyes of kids. That's my job. I spent 12 years on that border, by the way, as an undercover operator, special agent, looking for children who are being trafficked into the United States to be sold to our American pedophiles. This is an emergency to these children. They are coming in here. They're being dragged by. There's a 300% increase in adults bringing children who aren't their kids.
Yeah.
So these kids are vulnerable to being trafficked.
Trafficked into foster care, too. We cannot, you know, we can't let that one out. And this is Tim Ballard. He does really good work, by the way. In what he's doing about trying to prevent sex trafficking. He knows the other part of this, the downside, the ugly side, is that these children are trafficked also into foster care. They're not just sex trafficked. Okay? The big market for these young kids is foster care. The state pays for the foster care, of course. In some situations, foster care parents can get $8,000 per kid per month, and they can have as many as 4 to 5 in a household. Now that is trafficking in human flesh and slavery.
93% of these kids that we're recovering are outside the port of entry. Okay, so where are they going? A lot of them are being used as pawns because we have this strange policy in the Congress passed that says bring a kid and you can claim asylum.
Right, which is, again, the Democrats and Republicans both, I blame both on the angle. They are both responsible, both parties, for not addressing this asylum issue.
Right.
Yep.
That as long as you come in with someone you say is related to you, you cannot be sent home. You're not, basically. Children are resettled here, even if they're temporarily, you know, for a short period of time now separated. But they are both settled here together, unless you can somehow figure out they're not related. Where is our Congress?
No,
and Trump's the problem?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We're incentivizing smugglers. But think of this. Think like a...
Incentivizing smugglers and also incentivizing those on this side of the border. You know, I mean, it's not just the smugglers, they're making money. You got people on this side of the border that are making money in slavery, in child slavery, I might add.
A criminal, right? You bring a kid across, and if you're caught, you can say, asylum, you know, I get to stay here. But we know that they're not doing that, all of them. They're taking these kids and they're selling them into our sex markets here in the United States. And so we have to control.
It's not just the sex markets. They're selling them. They're selling them into foster care.
Control the movements. A barrier controls the movements so we can identify who's coming in and save these kids through the eyes of the kids. I see this. Save the kids.
Yeah, there's the children aspect, the suffering aspect, the health aspect. And a lot of people watching tonight are like, look, we have two blocks from where we are broadcasting every night. We drive home, and there are 7-8 people on the street. It's freezing out tonight.
Yeah.
And these appear to be American citizens, and they're on the street 500 yards from the nation's capital. And and it's sad, it's horrible, but a lot of Americans watching, I go, why are we putting all of our resources on helping people who need to be able to thrive in their own countries?
The part of the border,
as much as it's sad 2 blocks from here.
Yeah,
sad what's happening with Tim. Tim's documented all of this.
We see it on North Capitol Street. The part of the border situation that the media minimize is the illegal immigrants who get through and sometimes cause, as we well know, problems for American families. But at the same time, you know, you said Democrats are trying to block President Trump's emergency declaration. Well, there now appears to be enough Republican defections in the Senate that that's going to go against the president. It'll be vetoed, I understand.
It doesn't surprise me one bit. Why does it not surprise me? Like, we're going beyond the headlines here. You dig into beyond the headlines every day. And Howie, you do such a great job.
Thank you.
This is about what has always happened with these two parties. Republicans love to have the cheap labor flowing in for businesses because they hate this. The worst thing for American businesses is when wages start growing up. Sorry, but they want to keep a downward pressure on wages. The more people coming in, the lower the wages can be in certain sectors. And that Democrats, and I want to play this for Nancy Pelosi, this is Nancy Pelosi, today, in an interview, about what kind of tells what the Democrats' motives are. Let's watch.
These newcomers make America more American. And we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system. And that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America.
And all she wants is votes from these newcomers. She wants votes. Foster care wants kids for money. Smugglers want kids for money. And what about these Republicans that are, well, they want employees. Cheap labor.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry. U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's talking about legal immigrants. Right. We want everyone to be able to vote.
Right.
But this is going way forward. I mean, we have Democrats pushing to legalize illegal immigrants to vote, even if they're not citizens, that they should be able to vote. That is a new movement building slowly in localities and cities. That's what this is about. Votes for Democrats, cheap workers for Republicans. And meanwhile, kids are being hurt, as Tim has documented. And the American people are just like, okay, how much more money do I have to spend?
The challenge for the press is to focus on all sides of this crisis and not be swept away by one faction or another's political
agenda. I agree, but why do they not do front page articles in the New York Times, Howie? Not that you speak with them. More about what's happened with illegal immigrant crime in the United States. That they always say, they commit less crime than native-born people. Well, yeah. That's the same old trope. It doesn't feel like less crime when you don't have a husband to go home to, or you don't have a brother or a daughter, or someone's been trafficked. Why don't are you getting enough help from Capitol Hill on what you're doing? I mean, you get some help, but helping?
We are getting help from the Utah delegation. They've come strong. Senator Hatch, Senator Lee, Congressman Curtis. We just got some bills passed that we brought to them. They passed the bills. President signed them into law in January. Bills that will help us work internationally to stop. It's got to be a comprehensive approach because these kids are trafficked internationally. Almost 800,000 a year.
What's a
borders.
Typical man, mostly men, right? A typical man, is there an age that engages in this disgusting, despicable criminal
behavior?
It's the
hardest thing because there is no profile.
There is no profile.
It's scary. They're professionals. They're educators. They're everybody.
Oh
we've arrested law enforcement officers.
Don't forget women.
It's very difficult. That's why we have
they
to
do it too.
As a nation to find these kids.
But we have a 300% increase of adults with people they say are related to them.
And they're not.
How do we track that down? We're doing DNA tests? Of course we're not. It's a problem. Both of you, it's an issue I care very much about for the American people and humanitarian, financial, otherwise. Thank you so much.
There's no end in it, actually. There's no end in sight for any of this stuff. That's the sad fact. That is the sad fact of life. There's absolutely no end in this. This is an article that was written by, who is this? Brandon Judd. You just heard from Tim Ballard, a former DHS agent. He says, as a 21-year frontline veteran of Border Patrol agent and president of the National Border Patrol Council, I'd like to put to bed the false notion that there is no national emergency on the United States border with Mexico. I hope facts will do the trick. Good luck, my friend. Since November of 2013, I have been, and this is this Brandon Judd, called upon to give expert congressional testimony about various aspects of border security on 18 separate occasions. I've testified before the Senate Homeland Security, Government Affairs Committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, the House Oversight, Government Reform Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and the House Committee on Natural Resources. This is important because during every hearing regarding border security at which I testified in 2014, Democrats claimed the United States was in the state of a humanitarian crisis at the border. While Republicans agreed with the notion of a crisis, they argued it was one of immigration loophole exploitation. regardless of the underlying reasoning, both parties acknowledged a crisis at the border. Oh, the hypocrisy, he writes. While a plurality of Democrats claimed a humanitarian border crisis in 2014, they've changed their tune in 2019. Using political rhetoric instead of facts, those same Democrats are claiming that there is no crisis today except in President Trump's mind. But a simple apples-to-apples numbers comparison reveals their hypocrisy. Consider that in the first 5 months of fiscal year 2014, the year Democrats claimed there was a humanitarian crisis, the United States Border Patrol made approximately 164,492 illegal border crossing arrests. In the first 5 months of the fiscal year, October through February, that number has increased by more than 106,000. By the end of February, we had approximately 271,147 arrests. No matter how you slice it, that is a huge increase. Not only have the sheer numbers of illegal border crossings drastically increased, but we're now dealing with many more issues than we did in 2014. As in 2014, we're dealing with an untenable number of unaccompanied minors. But unlike it in 2014, we're also dealing with adults bringing children into the United States and are falsely claiming parental guardianship, the first indicator of sex or servitude trafficking. Now, I'd like to change that statement. I read this statement this morning, and I'd like to interject my part of this. The first indicator of sex, servitude, or fostering trafficking. Yeah, we have to take a long look at this foster care business and what's going on with kids being used as slaves, basically. Money slaves is what they are. What a deal, man. What a deal for these parents. And you know what? You give them medication, and all these kids are charming. And they get, by the way, if there's cause for medication for some reason, you know, like Ritalin and Adderall and all that other good stuff, then they must have certain disabilities. And, cha-ching, through the IEP process, they get their hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars on the markup for these kids. That's where the real money is. Sex trafficking, bad, sure, evil, and all that. But the big money is in foster care. Get these kids in foster care. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. He goes on to say, we're dealing with the smuggling of dangerous narcotics like opioids and fentanyl. That's okay. Sure. Which has caused an epidemic in American deaths at unprecedented rates. We're dealing with a greater number of people from countries other than Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Just a few of our problems, right?
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we got a whole stack of things going up. We're going to talk about the sheriff in town. Who's that sheriff in town? We're going to talk about sheriffs and some of the issues facing sheriffs. Because we were reading, the last couple of weeks, we've read grievances for New California. I think 56 and 57, and then yesterday we did 58. So we'll read to you the salient points of 56 and 57. As it applies to sheriffs, and then we're going to dive deep into understanding some other of the salient interests that go on about the sheriffs and how important they are, of course, constitutional sheriffs, and what they're under a lot of attack right now, and we're going to be sussing through that one right now, or in the next hour. So if you are interested in your sheriffs, stay tuned. Anyway, the call-in line, by the way, will be open. We'll sneak some calls in the next hour. 215-867-8255 is the call-in line. And by the way, if you want to listen to us by phone, you can do so by going to 605-313-0599 to listen to live. We're live. And Agenda 21 Radio off of Red State Talk Radio. Actually, this is actually off Talk Stream Live, another one of our providers. We got a lot of outlets by which you can listen to Agenda 21 Radio, and of course, by way of Red State Talk Radio. You get all the great shows that you find on Red State Talk Radio. And there are so many things happening in the world of Red State Talk Radio and other places. Anyway, want to thank all of you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, you can get a hold of me by email at paul@a21r.com. paul@a21r.com. And, of course, we do the Sunday Slam, but it's the middle of the week, I know. Sunday Slam. Boy, I'll be all over the place on Sunday this week. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.